Excited to have this band with us. I was perusing YouTube, found these guys. People always ask me, how do you find these? How do you find these people? YouTube. Anyway, perusing Ruth, YouTube, listen to these guys. I think you were playing some outdoor music festival or something. I could have been. I don't know. It was good. It was really good. So I contacted, what I do is I go to their website, then I pull down the contact information, find the booking agency, contact it. It happened to be a booking agency. We deal with it all the time. So anyway, you don't need to hear about that. You don't want to hear about that stuff. So, what else? Anybody have any good jokes they want to, you know, come up here and say anything? Just saying. Anyway, enough of me. Without further ado, these guys, Honeysuckle from Boston, Massachusetts.
Why are you? Something Worth Having, and we all live in the Boston area, but I'm actually from a small town in Idaho, and this town kind of reminds me of it, and I wish that we had a space like this. This is such an important, cool, creative space. It's so important. So we're very honored to be here, and this song I wrote when I was about to leave my little Idaho town, and yeah. It's being an angsty teen, as I was.
Baby, please lay me down in the soil where I can sleep for a little while. As I've been running so long that my skin's turned to ash and my heart's made of coal, my soul's made of glass, I'd like to go again to something worth having. In watching the night 'Cause I'm tired chasing shadows around through the dark alleys of this tired town on the sleepy West Coast.
If anybody at any point has any questions, just blurt it out. We love that kind of stuff. Sorry? It is a mandolin. It's got a really funky body shape, though. It is a mandolin, but yeah, it is very strange. You can look it up at it up close after the set. It's got like a little hole cut in the side of it, so you can hear.
It's a sound hole for me.
Yeah, kind of funky. Did you have a question over there? We lived in Alston when we were on the Green Line, but... Winchester. Ben is from Massachusetts, unlike the two of us, so it's really... I mean, he probably cringes when he has to teach me how to pronounce a Massachusetts town name, but like Worcester, that is not intuitive at all when you look at it. Or a Gloucester? Gloucester? Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, this is Green Light.
Used to carry all the world upon my shoulders just to bring it to your feet. Now there's a ghost who rides the Green Line every morning, looks a lot like me. It's been years since you left home, faded pictures on my walls and all this love. Still hide me. this flesh, hollow bones are making high. And as we built by hand, twig by twig, just cracked and cut up on. Already know your name. sing their song to me.
By Gillian Welch, who's one of our favorite artists and performers, and the song's called Elvis Presley Blues. We actually did get to meet Gillian Welch one time, but it was so shockingly wonderful that I don't remember anything she said. It's all so much of a blur, in fact, that sometimes I find myself thinking, gosh, if only someday I could meet Gillian Welch. And then it comes rushing back to me. But anyway, we really admire her work quite a bit. Some Gill fans.
Thank you.
next two are off of that new record, Catacombs. We just kind of started playing them live, having fun with some new stuff. So this first one's called Thick as Blood, and the second one's called Watershed. Thank you. guys, but I need a little cool down after that one. As you can tell, we really like three-part harmonies. And so, of course, we have to know some of the three-part Harmony Master songs. So this next one is a Crosby, Stills, and Nash tune. We really like them very much. Chris and I can't grow cool mustaches like them, though. It's really disappointing.
I'm not afraid to die.
this I think we just have one more for you in this set. The song's called Let the Light In. You guys have been such a sweet and attentive audience. We really appreciate it. Almost too quiet.
Suspicious.
It's very suspicious.
I know.
And again, if you've got any questions or heckles, you know, we're here to assist you in any way. If that means getting some angst out, then that's fine. We don't. We know nothing about spoons. Is that a good thing or a bad thing that we don't like sports? What sports do you like? And then we'll like them. well, this song is, we don't write a lot of happy material. And I guess the song technically isn't, but if you just listen to the sound of it, you can pretend. the second set, and we'd love to say hello.
Once again, Honeysuckle. Thank you guys for supporting the arts and music and all the creative endeavors that makes life worth living. Two important announcements. One is on Saturday, December 16th, we have the one and only Tony Trischka here at the Arts Center. And those of you who don't know Tony, you'll never forget him once you hear him. He's one of the world's greatest banjos players, and he's coming with a fantastic band, and they're going to do a special holiday show right here at the Arts Center. That's very special. So if you can make it, come on down. It's Saturday, December 16th. It'll start at 8 o'clock, as usual. And that'd be great if you'd be here. I'd get your tickets early, and I'd, if you want reservations for dinner, make them early, too, because I'm sure it's going to be a full house. And I also want to give a shout out to our one and only Mud Club, who are going to have their annual holiday sale on December 7th. It's a Thursday. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. right here. We're going to take out all these tables and realign them, and they're going to put out all their wonderful pottery and things that they've made here at the Art Center. Some people have made them at home. They're bringing them in here. So it's really going to be a wonderful holiday sale. And you can give the gift of art to people. And what's better than that, right? Some local homemade art by real artists that work here at the Art Center and other places. So that's on December 7th. It's a Thursday. I think it's one of those nights where the whole town is doing their thing, right? Your holiday thing, so. Okay, so you guys ready for round two? Yeah. All right, round two, here we go. Once again, it's my great pleasure to introduce, from Boston, Massachusetts, Honeysuckle.
Hello again.
Vagabond.
Leaves alone.
also have names. So over here on the mandolin, also very good at growing hair, this is Chris Blonyars. He needs to get some good sunglasses. My name's Holly, and then this is Benjamin Burns, and this next tune is one that he wrote called Pigeons. He has a good alliteration name.
Because we care.
I should have just followed the old adage of how do you tune a banjo, you just throw it in the dumpster. Alright, here we go, this is Pigeons.
Out at sea, where
Oh,
by Mr. Burns, and it's called Large Regardless. And we were kind of musical pen pals the first summer that we knew each other. And I was traveling with another band in an old Winnebago from the 80s. And at one point we hit a telephone pole in San Francisco. We tried to park it and it didn't really go well. So Ben sends me this song. I think it's amazing, and I learn it sitting in the Winnebago, but the side of the RV was flapping around so much as we drove that I completely misheard all of his lyrics. And I thought it was, instead of large regardless he grew, I thought it was like a tree goddess she grew. I thought it was like this earth mother song. But for another time, perhaps.
Your folks forgot about you.
this next song is called Collect the Dust. And, yeah, for all those avid collectors out there, you don't even have to spend money or do anything. But this is the first song I wrote on the banjo. Sunday he died alone, the pigeon scattered from the rooftops, as the skies fell upon the rocky shore, the ocean opened wide to catch the lost and lonely soul. Together. I'm trying to relay information. What I just said was skin tell, and you'll find out why. This next song is called Skin Color, and it was written by Mr. Burns. But he knows more about the song than I do.
I suppose I do. I wrote this one about my ex-girlfriend, who I hope is not here tonight. Great. I always have to check.
You never know. But this is one of my favorites of Ben's. Very lucky to be in a band with two of my favorite musicians and songwriters. Crosby, Stills, and Nash can, but we can't leave Young out. So this is a Neil Young song.
Yeah.
Called Tell Me Why. We really appreciate you guys coming out here. I know we've never been to Wellsville, so thanks for taking a chance on us and supporting live music and supporting this place. We've had an amazing time. Was that a question from the gallery? Just kidding.
Shine.
Thank you.
very much. I've got a couple more for you.
This one's called Canary. And, I usually wear bird dresses. There's some rabbits on this dress. And it's because Ben and I, especially when we first met, it seemed like every song that we had a bird in it, or a bird title. In fact, we had a duo record called Feathers. We thought birds was just a little too heavy-handed. So this one is called Canary, and we write songs about birds and songs about death, and this is the Honeysuckle 2-for-1 deal.
Bingo.
Playing Honeysuckle Bingo, you can cross off 2 spaces.
Need to be scared.
Maybe we just have one more tune for you. It's called Dog Song, and it's by Ben. And it features, I don't know if you guys can all see, but Chris, for playing an acoustic instrument, has like a intergalactic space station up here. So he really gets to have some fun with this one. So thank you guys so very much. It's been such a pleasure. If you guys even had a hundredth of the fun time that we had, then that's a good thing for us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. just so you know, the song isn't directed at you. We're going to just get some angst out together. The song's called Everything Is Free. And, where should we go?
Can we come down there with you guys?
Yeah. We don't smell too bad. It's only been one day in the car.
Thank you.
yourself in.
That one gift, that one gift.